We go out to Knutson's. Tom Knutson joins us as we head toward that opener on Sunday. Thanks for stopping by, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Greg.
Sunday opener, good, bad?
Well, you know, it's the third best opener, you know, being that we don't have the luxury of opening on Saturdays. So it's the third best opener, Saturday being the number one, Friday number two, and Sunday's number three.
Why don't we open on Saturdays?
I don't know. You asked the state of Michigan that question. It's only a 30% increase in license sales. You know, I mean, it's only their loss on, you know, each time it's not on a Saturday. It will have been 11 years between Saturdays. When the next Saturday rolls around, because of leap year, we skipped one. So yeah, it's only 30%, but I guess you can throw away 30%, and you know, I guess the state's rich enough to be able to do that.
But Sunday should be decent anyway.
Yeah. Oh no, it'll be good. The problem is you don't get to travel. You know, Monday means they got to go back to work. You know, that's where a lot of this, you know, I mean, it's not just about hunting licenses. It's just not about hunting. But if you got a Sunday opener, you know, guys don't have a tendency to go up north, go or travel farther to, you know, than their backyard to go hunting. Whereas if you have a Saturday opener, people will, you know, will travel north, and then they can come home Sunday afternoon, mm-hmm. or, you know, different things like that. You know, it's all, you know, they always talk about hunter opportunity, hunter opportunity, hunter opportunity. Well, hunter opportunity on a Monday deer opener, that's not hunter opportunity. That's keeping people out of the woods because they have jobs. They, you know, they don't have the ability to go hunting on, you know, Saturday gives you hunter opportunity. The DNR did switch turkey season this year from a Monday opener to a Saturday opener, first time in their history. And amazingly, they had a 35% increase in license and hunter participation. I mean, that's a shock, Greg.
So if I ask the DNR, Tom, what's their response going to be?
Tradition.
Tradition?
Tradition. People don't want to change it. Well, they don't. They're not asking the right people. I can tell you that right now. I mean, it, you know, if it's 30%, that tells you that there's 30% of the people, you know, that aren't talking to you and telling you what they want, because it's all about economics. It's simple.
Mm-hmm. How, Tom? How do you see this COVID affecting this year's hunt?
Well, if you go by the DNR, again, we're having a 135% increase in deer hunters in the state of Michigan. I'm not buying that number one bit. I am buying that we are having a slight increase of hunting all the way around, because people have time and they have a little bit of extra money in their pocket. That definitely goes along with what we saw in the spring with the fishing and things like that. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing that the DNR is not looking at is that they're looking at the DNR implemented a new licensing system, and I'm thinking that they're recounting people who've already been hunters, that type of thing. So we'll have to wait and see when the total numbers come out and total license sales come out to see on the true increase of hunters buying licenses. Is, you know, that doesn't mean that you're going to get a 30% increase on that opening day. It just means hunters are buying licenses. But we'll see if it's front-loaded, rear-loaded. We'll have to wait and see.
Has COVID affected your business, Tom?
Yes, Greg. It's, you know, it's like it's affected everybody's business, but ours is a little different. You know, ours is because people have time, you know, because they're not working the long hours like they once, you know, like they were prior to COVID. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's a benefit on our end. As I've always said, you know, in our industry, when times are tougher, we have more participation because of time. You know, traditionally you have time and no money, or you have money and no time, but this is the first time ever that it's been money and time. You know, with the you know, those with the unemployment, you know, with the $600, $900 situation, you know, early on in the pandemic, and right. then with the $1,200 bonuses that, you know, it's what everybody got. You know, it made a difference in our industry throughout fishing and the hunting, just, you know, pretty much not quite as strong as the fishing was, but definitely still strong. The biggest problem that we have is finding merchandise to supply, you know, the consumer. That's our biggest issue.
So what, the supply chain is down a little bit?
Oh, yeah, supply chain's got big problems. Production, you know, in many different things. Ammunition is just absolutely crazy. You can't find much in the way of slugs and hunting ammunition because of the surge in ammo purchases, you know, starting when toilet paper ran out the door and people had to protect it, so they went ran out and started buying ammunition. So wow. That affected the production. Remington Arms, right as COVID started, filed bankruptcy. And it looks like they're the, you know, based on what we see now, you can pretty much peg it that Remington Arms is the biggest supplier of slugs in the country. Also doing other brands, not just Remington brands, because there's just no slugs. And that's not really a big self-defense item. So those things are shorthanded at this point. But, you know, we keep finding stuff, and our gigantic inventory that we've had has held us through all winter, all summer, and now through the fall. So it's not as normal looking shelves that you see when you come to Knutson's. The problem is because we just can't get our hands on it. And mm-hmm. when we do get our hands on it, it's off the shelves as fast as we put it up.
Well, tell us about the buck poll and what's going to be happening Sunday.
Well, yeah, our buck poll is going to go on as normal. It's not going to go virtual. It's not. You're going to have to be here to hang a deer. You know, being that that's done outside, we feel that we can do that safely. You know, in distance. The only difference that will be that most people will notice who bring deer in is that when we register the deer, we always give you a certificate and a hat. We are going to put a tent outside, so you're not going to come inside to do that type of stuff. And we will do that, you know, we will do that outside as opposed to inside. And it's not going to be any big issue, and we'll, you know, everybody should be able to enjoy it. And I think it will be very safe. And with the way the weather's been, I think we're going to see an excellent opening day as far as the kill. I think there's a lot of deer around. The crops are down, which is, you know, a very good thing, so that they're not hiding in the fields. Mm-hmm. And again, a Sunday, you know, there will be more people in our area hunting than normal.
That hat you give away is pretty famous, isn't it, Tom?
The hat is famous, absolutely. You know, the only way you can get a hat is have a deer hanging on the buck pole. So you can, the only way to get it, there's very few people who have a very large collection. You know, a lot of guys have 5 or 6 or 7, but they don't have, you know, I mean, this is our 33rd year of the buck pole. So, I've tried to, we did this in what, the 25th anniversary. We did a hat. Who could bring in the most hats? And I think at that point, at 25, there was 10.
Wow.
I think was the biggest number in that one that people brought in a collection. And that was fun to see them bring in the old hats and you know, see how they've changed drastically over the years. This one's a really cool one. This one's got a really nice look to it. It's got a deer embroidered on the side and a little different than what we've done in the past. And I think everybody's gonna like this one.
How are you assessing this deer herd? Pretty good.
Yeah, I think so, Greg. I think you're looking at a very solid deer herd. I think we're about, what, 4 years from the last EHD breakout, and that's, you know, more detrimental to the deer herd than CWD is by far. So we're looking at what looks to be a very healthy herd based on the archery season that we've had so far. And I think based on what people are saying when they come in as far as seeing the numbers of deer and you know, the quality of deer are pretty solid and everything looks healthy. You know, I mean, it's amazing when DNR doesn't have any money to chase CWD, CWD just disappears.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have any money to do the testing. They don't have You know, they don't have the people because, you know, they're using the COVID deal, and CWD has just kind of went quiet. Not saying the CWD isn't out there, and, but, you know, it takes, you know, 6 to 7 years for CWD to show up, you know, in a deer. Well, guess what? There ain't many deer in southern Michigan that make it past 3 or 4. So,
Tom, we've been talking for a couple decades now about this opener, and it seems to me when we started a couple decades ago, on the opening day, everybody was headed up north. That's really not the case anymore, is it?
Well, it's not, and it's an absolute shame, Greg. You know, here we have the heritage of the UP. You know, everybody, deer camp. And it had nothing to do with killing a deer. It was the families getting together, you know, kind of like Thanksgiving. And they would all go up north and have their deer camp and enjoy themselves. Deer are scarce up north. It was never about the kill. As things change, you know, the deer population down here exploded. So people quit going up north because they wanted to chase a trophy down here. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, it's great, and they were afraid that somebody was going to shoot their deer down here, and they knew that they weren't going to get a deer up there, so it's just decimated what's called, you know, what everybody's called deer camp. I would love for deer camp to show up and come back in a big way. It can. It's just a simple process. It doesn't cost the state any money to do, and that would be splitting the UP versus the lower peninsula and have two separate openers. You open up late, you open up early, a week earlier on a Saturday for the UP, and then those guys can take a week off, have their deer camp, and then they can come down here on the second Saturday, come home, shoot their deer that they're looking for, and, you know, everybody's happy. You know, and especially the businesses and everybody in the UP who needs that burst of income to keep, you know, some of those businesses alive until either snowmobile starts or you know, until spring.
Well, all your equipment available at Knutson's, although maybe the stock is down a little bit. I think you can help out everybody, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. We still got stuff. Don't get me wrong. It's just not as thick as we normally have, but you will find something in the category that you're looking for. You know, we got camo clothes, we got boots, we got gloves, we got hats. You know, we've got a deer scents and deer, you know, the deer minerals and the all the stuff that you need. It's just not as wide of a variety. You know me, I like to have a wide variety of stuff in the store at all times, and to get our hands on the wide variety has been very tough, but we've got what you need. I mean, there's no way you can't walk out of here and not go deer hunting. I mean, we've got it. It just may not be exactly what you're looking for or the exact model, but I've got something that's very close.
Again, free buck poll Sunday at Knutson's. Tom, thanks for the visit. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Greg. And, yes, that's the Michigan's largest free buck poll. You know, there's no cost to get in. Just bring your deer in.
Bring them on in. Thank you. Tom Knutson, Knutson's Recreational Sales Service, Wamplers Lake, the heart of Brooklyn.